This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If you've been putting energy into launching your online business, selling your digital products, services, or even physical products, and you feel like you've launched a product or you've launched a course and it's not selling like you want it to, you're promoting it, you are showing up consistently online, you are doing all the right things, but you're not seeing results. Sneaky little reason that this could be happening is because you don't have enough variety. You don't have enough different kinds of products and services solving different kinds of problems. And specifically, you don't have enough variety with the pricing points. So let's say you sell one product or service and it's between $10 and $30, or you have another that is more than $100 or more than $300 or whatever it is your pricing is. If you don't have enough variety, you're leaving money on the table, because when someone discovers you online, you pique their interest and they want to look into your products and services. They want to investigate and see if they want to buy anything from your online business. Well, if they only see things that are too expensive, they're not even going to sample you out because they don't want to make that investment. So you need to have offerings that are on the higher end. You need to have offerings that are down the middle. You need to have offerings that are low cost, low investment, and you need to have a couple of offerings that are free. Because when people are testing you out originally, when potential viewers, customers are turning into actual paying, loyal clients that keep coming back for more, they don't always want to make that huge investment right off the bat. It's not that they can't afford it, it's that they're not convinced that you have that kind of value for them. They're not convinced that it's worth it yet. So how do you persuade someone? How do you show someone how valuable you can be? That is giving them something to sample you out. So a lot of people need to have that little freebie, that little ebook, that little free information to help them understand why they would need to buy any of your products or services. So when you give them that little teaser, that little low cost, hi, this is who I am, this is how I can help you, then they're more likely to come back, keep coming back for more free information. And then once they feel like they can't get anything more for free, they may want to invest and buy that more expensive course or middle of the road course. This is why it's so important to meet people where they are mentally, emotionally. So even if they're not ready to make that full commitment, they still have something that they can connect to you. They can still be helped by your business in some way, even if they're not willing to make that full investment. So I know it sounds a little counterintuitive, but if you're not selling any of your products or services, make more. Make different ones. Brainstorm completely different ideas. Approach your niche from a different angle. Play around with it, and I'm telling you, you're gonna see some kind of shift, some kind of change.